I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. President-elect Barack Obama made official today what for weeks has been a poorly kept secret. His former rival, Hillary Clinton, is his choice for Secretary of State, and he'd like Robert Gates to stay on as Secretary of Defense. Both have disagreed with Mr. Obama in the past, most notably over the Iraq War. Still, as The World's Katie Clark reports, Obama's selection of Clinton and Gates says a lot about how the incoming administration plans to project America's image abroad.
President-elect Obama introduced his top cabinet picks during a morning news conference in Chicago. He said the time has come for a new dawn of American leadership.
We will strengthen our capacity to defeat our enemies and support our friends. We will renew old alliances and forge new and enduring partnerships. We will show the world once more that America is relentless in the defense of our people, steady in advancing our interests, and committed to the ideals that shine as a beacon to the world.
Mr. Obama went on to say that his nominees share his pragmatism about the use of power and about his sense of purpose when it comes to America's role as a leader in the world. Hillary Clinton took up the drumbeat shortly after the president-elect introduced her on stage at today's gathering.
We know our security, our values, and our interests cannot be protected and advanced by force alone, nor, indeed, by Americans alone.
Both Clinton's and Barack Obama's comments were in sharp contrast to the go-it-alone policy pursued during much of the Bush administration. Here's President Bush's former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld speaking back in 2005. He was responding to a question about why he thought America's reputation abroad had suffered so much in the aftermath of the invasion of Iraq.
The United States is notably unskillful in our communications and our public diplomacy. I think that we need to do a better job. Now, what that will accomplish, I don't know.
Robert Gates has expressed little doubt about what he thinks public diplomacy can accomplish. In a remarkable speech last year, Gates said America needs to invest more in soft power. It's a view he's expressed several times since. Joseph Nye, a former Assistant Secretary of Defense in the Clinton administration, says that mindset makes Gates a good fit for the Obama cabinet.
There's a fairly broad consensus in Washington, and particularly among the people that have just been named by Obama, that we need to redress the balance between defense and state.
Nye likens it to there being a giant in the Defense Department and a group of pygmies in the State Department.
And that gives us an overly militarized cast to our foreign policy.
For his part, Gates was relatively brief in his remarks following today's announcement that he would continue on as defense secretary. He simply said he was deeply honored to have been asked to continue to serve.
Mindful that we are engaged in two wars and face other serious challenges at home and around the world, and with a profound sense of personal responsibility to and for our men and women in uniform and their families, I must do my duty as they do theirs. How could I do otherwise?
Former diplomat Edward Jerejian says based on what he's seen so far, he's looking forward to the president-elect's foreign policy approach.
I think it'll be a return to serious engagement with both allies and foes.
Still, questions remain about how well Hillary Clinton, Robert Gates, and Barack Obama will work together. Mr. Obama tried to erase any doubts today by saying he assembled the team he did in part because of the strong personalities they bring to the table.
One of the dangers in a White House is that you get wrapped up in groupthink and everybody agrees with everything and there's no discussion and there are no dissenting views. So I'm going to be welcoming a vigorous debate inside the White House.
Echoing the words of Harry Truman, President-elect Obama said, make no mistake about it, the buck will stop with him. For The World, this is Katie Clark.